This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Baby, let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your teddy bear.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Elvis Presley for you. Keep you going in the morning. Good old Elvis, golly. You know, he died back in 1977. Can you believe it? What is that? About 53 years ago. Holy Toledo, more than half a century. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, October the 6th. Time indeed moves on, does it not? We will be talking in a few minutes with Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute. We're going to talk about their fiscal report on governors in the U.S. for 2020. It's kind of a way to grade the governors on their tax and spending records. So we're going to tell you who are the best and who are the worst governors when it comes to that. So stay tuned. And President Trump plans to debate Joe Biden as scheduled on October 15th, that's 9 days from today. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence is going to battle it out tomorrow night with Kamala Harris in a showing of really the hard right versus the hard left. It'll be interesting to see how these two go at it on certain issues. We're going to get some perspective, by the way, on these debates with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci. So stay tuned for him. And speaking of the debates, an NBC town hall last night with Joe Biden is being panned as more of a Biden infomercial. It's another one of those little things where, you know, the so-called undecideds that they invite to a town hall who have really decided, apparently all the undecideds had already decided. And we'll tell you a little bit about that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, I found this to be kind of interesting. I looked this up because I was, for my own sake, I guess, the top 10 earliest celebrities to catch the virus. The big names that caught the virus real early. Can you think of any? We're going to tell you who they are, so you can stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut for men in the Tampa Bay area. It's in Dunedin. It's on Overcast Drive. It's just north of State Road 580 Main Street. It's Andrew's Master Barbershop. You got to call for reservations, guys. And it's 727-733-3773. And a plug, of course, to Good Morning Clearwater, the show that precedes mine. That sets me up. But they're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen. Make sure you start off your day with Good Morning Clearwater. Latest in news and entertainment. Lots of energy on that show. I love listening to them. Good Morning Clearwater. All right. Well, Donald Trump is back in the White House, much to the chagrin of a lot of Democrats who are probably hoping he'd be in the hospital, like, you know, for a week. And he's back. He seems 100% to me now. I don't know. You know, maybe this thing can come back and hit him again. You know, he's at that age. But a lot of Democrats, I think, are, you know, they all claimed, listen, we want him to get well. We want him to be 100%. We pray for the president. Now he's well. He looks 100%. And they're all jumping all over him again. So I wonder how sincere they were in the first place. But Trump plans to take part in next week's second presidential debate. By the way, it's here in Florida. It's in Miami. Lots of Cubans there. And by the way, he's probably going to get the Cuban vote. He's going to need every vote, it looks like. But this debate will take place less than 2 weeks after the president got the virus. So the communications director, Tim Murtaugh, confirmed that Trump plans to be there. Now, his confirmation came less than an hour after Trump left the hospital. He kind of went marching out of those gold doors. Did you watch that? He looked fine to me. He didn't take any questions. He went right to his, I guess you could call it his limo or his van. Then he helicoptered back to the White House. He looked good. They're saying he's looking forward to the debate in Miami. It'll be a town hall. And we'll talk a little bit more about that whole thing with the Master Barber. But speaking of town halls, Joe Biden did one on NBC last night. Did you see it by any chance? I did not see it. I was busy watching our, I was going to say beloved Rays, Ed. I guess I'll call them the beleaguered Rays from last night. We'll talk about that with Ed a little bit later. But I didn't catch the town hall. Apparently, it was a nice Joe Biden infomercial. All the questions were, you know, how great are you really, Joe? You know, I guess. I didn't see it. But according to what I'm reading here, it was an outdoor event. It was on both regular NBC and MSNBC. Took place in Miami. The moderator was Lester Holt. He kicked it off by asking Biden to react to Trump's departure from the hospital and asked him if he was surprised by Trump's virus diagnosis. Those are hard-hitting questions, aren't they? That's gonna set somebody back on their heels. Do you think they would ask that question if the roles were reversed? Then apparently Trump was asked if the president's medical team was forthcoming. There's another setup softball. That's like teeing up the golf ball. It just sits there on the tee waiting for you to hit it, you know? Whether he trusts the doctors. Goodness. And then apparently there were supposed to be some undecided voters there. The undecided voters were able to speak to the vice president one-on-one. Of the roughly 11 voters who claimed to be undecided and were able to ask a question, one was described as leaning toward Biden. One was described as a registered Republican that was also leaning towards Biden. One was described as a former registered Republican who voted for Hillary Clinton. And the other one voted for Clinton in 2016, but he too voted for Republicans, quote, in the past. None of the undecideds were described as Trump voters or leaning towards Trump. So there you go. Didn't we have an earlier town hall with Biden? Wasn't it with George Stephanopoulos? Or no, it was, I can't remember, but it was another one of those unfortunate one-sided events. So I guess nobody asked him about Hunter Biden. All the questions were primarily focused on Biden's plan as president rather than tough questions that challenged Biden's 47-year record. Well, I guess that's what you get in the media these days, especially when it comes to NBC and MSNBC and CNN. It's kind of disappointing. I keep waiting for a tough set of questions from the media with Joe Biden. You notice when Trump is being interviewed, they're screaming over each other to ask a tough question. Not with Biden. It's quite different. Anyway, we're going to take our break. We are going to switch issues as we take a look at the governors and how they're performing in a physical sense. We'll do it with Chris Edwards.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works. By the way, we are here Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. We're delighted to welcome Chris Edwards. He is the Director of Tax Policy Studies and also the editor of DownsizingGovernment.org. At the Cato Institute, they have released their, I guess it's their biennial fiscal report on, I guess you could call it spending by governors. The report card on America's governors. And it does indeed, it grades governors on their tax and spending records. Chris, welcome to Freedom Works.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
I find this to be very interesting. We're always concerned about the overspending, especially, of course, on the federal level, but on the state levels as well. And we got a lot of states that are in deep trouble because of their deficit spending and their debt. But you go right ahead and you kind of check in on all of this and put it out there. Tell us a little bit about this fiscal report on the governors, if you would.
Yeah, sure. We've been Cato's been doing this report every 2 years since 1992. We take the 50 governors and we score them on their taxing and their spending. You know, if you've restrained taxes and restrained spending, you get a high score. If you've let taxes and spending get out of control, we give you a low score. And so our highest score goes to Governor Sununu of New Hampshire. He's kept spending flat. He's vetoed tax hikes. He's pushed for tax cuts. So he's the top governor. Then the bottom governors are the governors of Oregon and Washington State, Kate Brown and Jay Inslee. The spending has absolutely exploded in those two states over the years under their fiscal direction, and they've constantly pushed for tax hikes. So, you know, the report is based on hard data. I do it in a nonpartisan manner, but it does reflect our small government point of view at the Cato Institute. We figure that the governors who've done most to restrain government deserve a pat on the back, and that's what we try to do with this report.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is so important. I think people just are all of a sudden, I don't know, I guess because of the virus and everything else going on, you know, we're not looking at the debt. And we're like $26 trillion in debt in this country, and we've got a lot of things going on. Credit also, by the way, to, I guess, three other governors you've got here, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Mark Gordon of Wyoming. Also, I guess, make your top list and get an A. Some of the others apparently that got an F were Andrew Cuomo of New York, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Ralph Northam of Virginia, Phil Murphy of New Jersey, and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Well, I know how bad Illinois is. I came from Illinois. I know how deep in debt they are right now. I'm scared. I don't know. I don't. What would happen if we get to a point here where they can't pay their bills? I'm thinking Illinois, maybe even California to some extent.
I think the bigger problem for those, there's a real problem with left-leaning northern cold states that are losing population. New York and Illinois are just classic examples where the governors and legislatures, they are imposing these higher tax rates. They're causing more and more high earners and skilled people to move out of the state. And that gets their, and when that happens, their tax base disappears. That induces them to push for even higher tax rates. So it's this vicious negative cycle that's going on in some of these states. So Phil Murphy of New Jersey just hiked taxes, hiked the top income tax rate on high earners. Cuomo in New York has last year signed into law tax hikes on the high earners. It's really negative cycle that the only way to get out of it is to cut down the size of government, to push for more efficiency and leaner government. And that's the only way those sorts of states are going to attract, you know, the industry and the economy they need for tomorrow that you know, is going to benefit all their residents. But,
right.
You know, they keep scaring away the jobs and the entrepreneurs, and it's really a negative cycle.
Oh, absolutely. I know that in Illinois there were all kinds of promises made for pension funds, for government workers. Chickens came home to roost. They didn't have the money, and they would just keep, okaying these union contracts, for instance, there, government union contracts, teachers' union contracts, and they would get great benefits. But see, none of those legislators thought that they would be in office by the time that, you know, the payment guy came around, right?
Yeah, Illinois has been having terrible trouble for a decade. They can't get their spending under control. And so now we have this Governor Pritzker, who's put on the state ballot for November. They would scrap their flat income tax, and they would pose a much higher rate individual income tax. That's just going to scare away the entrepreneurs to get them to move out of state. Illinois has been losing. We have very detailed data on interstate migration from the IRS, and you can tell with Illinois that a lot more high earners are leaving the state than moving in. And so Pritzker's policies are just going to make that worse. And, you know, even though we're in the middle of a recession here, state revenues are down, he's pushed for a big increase in state spending this year, partly based on a special borrowing fund from the Federal Reserve. So, one of the things going on this year is that these most irresponsible states, they're getting these bailouts from Washington, which is only encouraging their bad fiscal behavior. And that's one of the reasons why I'm against these federal bailouts, because it really just helps the most poorly run states and encourages them to keep the spending levels high and not to restrain the spending and debt.
Indeed. We're talking with Chris Edwards. He's the director of tax policy studies at the great Cato Institute. We're talking about their biennial report. It's a fiscal report on the governors. And these governors know what you're saying. They know this. Pritzker knows this. Cuomo knows this. Why don't they take your advice? I mean, really, why are they afraid that if they came out and said, look, we're deep in debt, we're losing a lot of companies, they're going somewhere else, we've got to do something different. And rather than continuing to tax them more and more, we want to induce companies to come into our state, so therefore we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. Are they afraid they would be voted out of office?
You're asking a philosophical question. I have no idea.
I know.
You would think eventually states like New York would figure out that having a high tax, you know, scaring away all the industry and entrepreneurs doesn't make any sense. And it's really surprising. I mean, there's for years there has been this constant stream of businesses and entrepreneurs moving out of New York State, mainly going to Florida. I mean, as you know, a lot of the finance industry is moving down to Florida to places like Palm Beach. And the more that New York industry moves out, the more that, you know, the more other industry is going to move out. And, you know, places like Manhattan are in a terrible shape now. And I don't know how long it's going to take the citizenry to understand, you know, the problem here. But it's kind of shocking what's going on. The response from the left-wing politicians in these states is just to lobby Washington for more bailout money. And I, you know, one reason why I would fear a Biden presidency is that with a Democratic Senate, is they're just going to continue these bailouts to state governments. So then the state government, it'll undermine any incentive they have to reform.
No, you're right. You know, even Republicans are caving into all of this. I mean, Donald Trump is no conservative spender. I know that the virus has caused things to, you know, be skewed here, but he was spending a lot of money before that.
I see that with the, you know, they're debating another bailout package in Washington. Initially, Senate Republicans, to their credit, sort of held out against another big spending package and bailout of the states, but they seem to be caving in now. And the Trump administration, I think it's terrible agreeing to put another trillion or two dollars of spending that the House Democrats want. I think it's a terrible mistake. Yeah. I don't understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just going to encourage continued bad behavior by state governments.
Again, we're talking with Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute about their fiscal report on the governors for 2020. It's not a pretty scene for a lot of these governors. What is it about Chris Sununu? What is he doing right in New Hampshire?
So New Hampshire is a fascinating place. They've consistently had one of the, you know, the smallest governments in United States. They have consistently one of the lowest burdens of state local taxes. Cato also produces another report called Freedom in the 50 States, where we look at both economic freedom and civil liberties. And New Hampshire is always at the near the top there. I think the secret seems to be that New Hampshire has a very decentralized government. Most of the fiscal spending power is at the local government level. Of course, they've got this unique sort of citizen democracy up there in New Hampshire. And so it keeps government small. It's really kind of fascinating because next door in Vermont and Maine, they've got much higher taxes. They've got less freedom and less and fewer civil liberties. So there's something in the water there in New Hampshire, I think citizens in the other 49 states need we need to study New Hampshire, understand how they've been able to keep their government small. Chris Sununu has been fantastic. He's vetoed tax hikes right, left, and center there in New Hampshire. He's kept spending caps on spending. He's been great. He understands what he calls the New Hampshire advantage: low tax, more freedom. I think we all have a lot to learn from New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, they've always been thought of as a kind of a libertarian leaning state. I know from time to time there's questions about some of their policies, but are they still that way?
Yeah, they absolutely are. I you know, if you check out freedominthe50states.org, which is a Cato site, and we score the 50 states on their economic freedoms and civil liberties, you'll see that it's New Hampshire and Florida have tied for the top spot over the years. Florida is also very much pro-freedom. They've consistently keep lower taxes and more, and you know, and higher and much do much better on various civil liberties measures.
Well, that's delightful and great to hear, living in Florida as we do here. And you know, we don't have a state income tax, and yet people are flocking down here. Obviously, the weather has something to do with it, but there's a lot more to it, you know, right to work state.
People are moving to the pro freedom states. I'll give you another example. South Dakota is one of the lowest tax states in the nation. And people, you know, on the one hand, people think, well, people are moving from the northern cold states like Illinois, New York. They're moving south to Florida for the sun. That's true. But there's also states like New Hampshire is one, and South Dakota is another that are sort of northern cold states. And yet with South Dakota, you see consistent net in-migration to that state because it has no income tax and very low taxes, a lot of pro-freedom policies there. And people are moving out of the states that surround South Dakota. So there is no doubt that Americans, they are moving to the states that are more pro-freedom on both civil liberties and economic freedom.
I think you're so right. Maybe some of those states that aren't doing so well should look at what those kinds of governors, South Dakota and Florida and New Hampshire, are doing. Chris, thank you so very much. Really great discussion. Look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely. You can check out our fiscal governor's report card at the front of Cato.org. Thanks for having me.
Cato.org. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. All right. Going to take our break when we come back. Going to talk a little bit with the proprietor of the Barber Poll about both the vice presidential debate coming up tomorrow night, as well as how's Donald Trump really doing.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We'll concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on Freedom Works. And by the way, the stock market reacted positively to our friend Donald Trump coming out of the hospital. Stock futures rose again today, one day after equity markets rebounded sharply on the back of President Trump's returning to the White House and continuing stimulus talks. So that was kind of good news. We've got Andrew the Master Barber with us. And Andrew, it was great to see Trump. He looked pretty good to me as he came walking out of those golden doors from the hospital, I guess much to the chagrin of the media and the Democrats. What do you think?
Well, you know, Paul, Trump looked great. And this is showing that it's a 74-year-old man can handle this in 3 days. I'm quite sure all the other people are going to be just fine, because I really don't know anybody yet that's passed away from this, and I'm quite sure a lot of elderly people have.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I mean, all you're hearing about, and it just amazes me, if you listen to Joe Biden speak, you know, we're having problems with China and the South China Sea, but if you wear your mask and we take care of COVID, this problem will be taken care of. We've got people going crazy about the abortion rate. But if we wear our masks and take care of COVID, this will be fine. Yeah, everything they talk about relates to the COVID virus.
Well, that's because they want to keep it on the topic of the virus. Because they
think, oh, that's the only thing.
Of course, that's what they want to talk about. They want to corner Trump and claim that he wasn't doing a good job, and somehow it's his fault. You know that.
Well, do they think that people really only care about the COVID virus? Tell them to go outside and see what's going on. the people are losing all that baloney with it. There's all kinds of things, the economy, the abortion, China, everything going on in this country. Oh, we got to worry about COVID. That's the only thing we got to worry about.
Well,
let me tell you something. If he gets to the house and worry about his COVID, COVID's going to kill this country.
Yeah.
Period.
You know, I've always got this impression that Democrats as a lot are rather depressing people. They're always looking at the bad side of things. If you make too much money, I want some of your money. You offended me by doing this, that, or the other thing. Then they separate everybody. They group people, right? I'm thinking about that. So
how could anybody vote for a Democrat today? I mean, this is a free America. Do these people really want socialism and communism? They think it's good?
What is
wrong with them? COVID ain't going to take care of that either.
I think it's because they're ignorant. In other words, not stupid, ignorant. They just don't have enough info, or they get the wrong info about that kind of thing, and so they don't think much of it. I think that's what it is, frankly.
You're nicer than me. You call it ignorant. I don't know, because there's plenty of information out there for them to get a hold of. All you got to do is see it. I mean, I've got to say, stupid. You say, those are two different opinions. But enough of this. Trump is doing great, and thank God he's back over there. They were making plans for everything, you know. Now, tomorrow night you're going to see a totally different debate. You're going to see two professional politicians on the stage.
True.
And I personally think that Pence will make hamburger out of Camille. I mean, she's a good fighting. She's a fighting type of person, right? Aggressive right away. And Pence is just going to lean back. And, you're told by his facial expressions, his bodily expressions, everything he's saying is coming from his heart. This guy is good. He's going to destroy Camilla.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. I think as far as the professionalism goes, he's really good at it. He's always under control. I don't see Camilla doing well against the guy, but hey, you never know. But the interesting thing is you actually have a very rock-hard conservative in Pence against, I guess, one would consider a very left-leaning Kamala Harris. You got the two polar opposites. So that should make for very interesting, very interesting.
But, you won't see what you did the other night. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're not going to see. Oh, you mean
debate? Yeah, you're not going to see anything.
Oh,
like that.
No! I mean, Mike Pence
you'll
is totally
you'll get information
different.
From him, but it's not going to be exciting.
True. Well, nobody said Pence was Mr. Excitement, but maybe you don't need it in a vice president. You got it all in the president right now.
So I'm quite sure his wife is going to be there with him at the debate, so Kamala Harris can't blame him for anything.
No, you know that that's very true. He will not.
Oh yeah, she travels with him everywhere.
He will not. He will not allow a woman, apparently, to be with him without some other woman being in the room in most situations.
So, well, he learned a lesson a long time ago, didn't he?
I guess he did. So, I'm looking at these polls, Andrew. I play devil's advocate a little bit. You know, I want Donald Trump to beat Joe Biden handily. But I worry a little bit when I see some of these polls, and they don't move in Trump's direction. Now, we got about, 3 weeks before the election, something like
that.
And I'm just thinking, when does the needle start moving more in Trump's direction?
Election night.
I see. Okay.
Election night, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trump is going to make hamburger out of these people. You got no idea.
Yeah.
And I've been watching all these car rallies that are going on in California, buddy. They're miles long. People are out there holding Trump flags all over the place, big boat flotillas, and California, Paul.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. There is there's no question that the Trump voter is much more excited than the Biden voter. I mean, look at the two guys. There's a world of difference in their personalities.
One's got energy, the other's got nothing.
That's correct. Now, there was a town hall last night on NBC. I did not see it. I read the story a little earlier. I don't know if you caught it. But another series of, I'd call not softball questions, wiffle ball questions to Joe Biden. They had a bunch of undecideds. I think it was 11. And it seemed like everyone.
Yeah, they were out. How can people be?
Go ahead.
It amazes me. How can people be undecided? You're not even voting.
Well, it turns out they weren't. They were all leaning towards Biden.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's even better. That, again, look at the people they had on there. Okay? They were voted for Hillary before.
Yes.
A bunch of baloney, Paul. This is all staged. It's a bunch of crap. Was it Lester Holt or something?
Yes, it was Lester Holt.
Here's another cuckoos, please. Okay, you got to give me a break. This is all a setup, a stage thing. People
but, you know after a while, maybe it bleeds through to some of these. So, really.
They're going to be what you would call the ignorant people.
You know, the first thing, I mean it. I don't know. If I was a neutral moderator, I think the first question I'd have to Biden is, look, you have been ducking the Hunter Biden situation ever since you announced for president. And yet, he's become a millionaire because of you. And he's made some of his money from Russia because of you. Would you please explain how you didn't have any idea any of this was going on? There are pictures of you playing golf.
I would ask him one simple question.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a senator for what, 42 years or 43 years? You're a vice president, or actually 39 years and 8 years as vice president, right? And in those 47 years, what in the hell did you do? Absolutely nothing.
Well, he could say, well, I was very...
Well, in 1994, he came up with that one law with the blacks, remember?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, he did do that, so we ought to bring that forward.
Well,
but other than that, he hasn't done too much, Paul.
Oh, he's made a lot of money. What are you talking about? He was almost broke when he started, and now he's a multimillionaire.
You know, that's amazing, because most politicians are that way. I'd like to know on like 170 grand a year how they all become millionaires.
I know.
I want that inside information, too.
Yeah, he doesn't run on anything he's ever done other than, you know, he was with Obama, and together we did this and together we did that, but...
Yeah, they destroyed the country.
I mean, it's very interesting. We're going to have a town hall format for Biden and Trump, and we've talked about the moderator. Hopefully the moderator will just sit there and not do much of anything, and hopefully they'll have some real undecideds. You know what I mean? And have some honest questions.
You know, Paul, what they need to do, they need to let people come up with questions. They don't need a moderator. They just need a referee in a white and black T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they need to have people ask the questions, not the networks asking questions, newspapers asking. They want the people to ask the questions. That's what should happen.
Yes.
Do I get to ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You may.
Okay.
On our show, you may.
I would like to ask Mr. Biden if he will now, right now, declare the Antifa organization a local, homegrown terrorist group and explain why, for the last almost 2 months, that Antifa.com is directed to JoeBiden.com donate.
That's still up there like that?
Yes, it is.
Because we talked about that several weeks ago.
Yes, it is. And they could... They could file a motion to get it shut down or their link broken, whatever. It'd be the same thing as if Donald Trump, if the Taliban.com, whatever, was linked to you or I or whatever, or let's say President Trump, he would definitely get it taken down. But he sidesteps Antifa anytime you ask him.
It's a boys' club, he said.
I said
it was a boys' club.
I don't have any control, and Nancy Pelosi, with the statues coming down, she says, well, that's what protesters do. You know, they take things down.
And, you know, the media is always building up the so-called white supremacists. If you took every white supremacist and KKK and Nazi guys... They would all together fit possibly in a large Walmart, and that's going to be it. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They are not that many of them out there. Let's be honest. And they're not. And there aren't. I don't see them. The conservative groups running ladders and crowbars.
But they're the ones, Paul. You know what? They're the ones getting penalized, just like in St. Pete. Yeah, the Antifa Black Lives Matter, they were peaceful. They weren't bothering nobody until the Patriots came. All of a sudden, someone held up a gun. Well, you know what? The man that held the gun was cleared from St. Pete the other night, from what I read, because when they looked at the videos, they saw the guy pull the knife on him. And they said it was self-defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I rarely see any of the conservative groups, tearing down statues and breaking through windows.
Oh, we don't even take down Biden signs.
Stomping on
people. We don't even take them down.
When has a conservative stopped somebody from eating their dinner with their family and started berating them?
You know? Never.
Or blocked an intersection.
Or blocked an intersection, exactly.
Well, the governor took care of that one. He took care of that law. We can run him over now. And what I found out about this law, too, what he did put in there, he did put an amendment in there. If you have points on your license, like 3 points for each speeding ticket, every time you hit a protest, one of those 3 points will come off.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And will your insurance rates go down?
Yes, they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you get all the points knocked off.
Well, I see, that means they're going to knock three of them off to get a better rate. Okay. I'm going to make a note of that. You're funny. Getting back to all of these, we talk about Florida and we talk about some of these other states that are supposedly, possibly going to go the other way, right? I mean, even they're talking about Arizona and they're talking about North Carolina. They're talking about losing those Rust Belt states that they got, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. So what do you think? All those states, I know you're going to say they're all going to stay with Trump, but go ahead.
You know what? Ed is the living proof of what you're saying. Because in all the time that I've known him, I have seen him come out more and more and more politically about what's going on. And I asked Mr. Ed, I says, you know, and he says, I'm tired of this crap. And you know what? Everybody else is too.
I would think so. You would think so. But the way the media paints everything and suppresses all of the feelings, I mean, I like to think that we're still Americana, right? We're still feeling proud of our country. We still salute the flag. You know, when I go to that sports bar, we were watching all of those games, Ed. Everybody stood up during the national anthem. Everybody. I think right now there's a sense of patriotism. Because when everything's going well, you take it for granted. When you're having what we're having now, you start to, what's the word? You start to appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can help the ball for 6 months.
And you see these massive commercials that say, get out and vote, get out and vote. And it looks like from the ones that are saying it, they want you, meaning get out and vote, they want you to get out and vote for Biden. But I think it's going to backfire. I think the people that are sitting on their hands that are watching all this crap week after week after week and saying, you know what, we better make sure Trump gets back in there. We need to get out and vote, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well done. Well put. All right, my friend. Andrew, any final thoughts?
Well, may Trump be with you in your travels.
May the Trump be with you as well. And let us
you
Trump.
You got it, buddy.
We must Trump to victory in
you got it.
November.
You got it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Pretty good.
All right. He always makes me feel good, you know, all the energy. He's got as much energy as Donald Trump, you know. He really does, and he's a good-hearted guy. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, among other things, hey, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Do you call it a game last night between the Rays and the Yankees? We'll talk about that. And we got a great top 10, the top 10 earliest celebrities to catch COVID-19.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is
all... Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I gave a girl. Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. By the way, if you miss our show, you can go to our website, listen to any of the most recent shows. Big Ed sets up all of our shows on podcast chronologically. Just go to ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. Hey, here is some good news when it comes to science and medicine. Researchers in Australia say that your breath may be able to act as an early warning system for cancer. Your breath. The team from Flinders University in Australia reports making a significant breakthrough in using exhaled particles to accurately tell who does or does not have head and neck cancer. And by the way, that kind of disease kills more than 300,000 people each year, head and neck cancer issues. So they examined about 180 patients believed to have early stage head and neck carcinomas. They collected breath samples to see if their tests could spot specific differences in cancer patients without the need for a biopsy. And so they have determined that using these breathalyzer tests can be an early warning. Very interesting. Maybe it'll save some lives. All right, Ed, what happened to the Rays last night? I predicted that the Rays were going to kind of breeze through, and this is a best of five, but they lost pretty badly last night. That's how I feel.
You asked me yesterday what I thought if they'd win this night. I didn't want to say it, but I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think the Yankees will win it in four games.
In four?
If the Rays are lucky, they'll win one game. They can't get by and run with three runs. They can't get by with Kiermaier and his 125 batting average, and Adama's showing up every other day. You know, they don't have that veteran presence in the clubhouse that can keep these guys going. Blake Snell's been on off.
Now he was the starting pitcher.
Yeah, he was a starter. I think Tyler Glasnow is probably the best pitcher we have, and he'll be starting tonight.
He will.
I think they might get lucky and win tonight's game, but I don't see it. It was the top of the ninth. Yankees were up. They had two men on and no one out. And I turned to the channel. I said, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
And I never went back. I didn't even know what the final score was. And when I came,
worse.
Paul told me it was 9-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt it wasn't going to happen.
I noticed early in the game, and I didn't watch all of it, that Snell seemed to have, he's got good stuff, but he had control problems.
He gets a little frustrated sometimes.
He was missing the strike zone. I said to, I thought, look at the pitches, the number of pitches he's thrown already.
Into the dirt, all over the place.
Yeah, but the number of pitches, know that the more you throw early, the sooner you're going to have to be pulled because you're losing it.
I don't know what Austin Meadows was doing in there last night. He hasn't hit anything in months. He was, at one point, 5-for-70.
Austin
Meadows. 5-for-70.
He's a Rays.
Right fielder.
Right fielder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think Kevin Cash has got a might be one of his Achilles heels is to not play favorites sometimes. You know, go with the guys that got you there.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of favoritism in politics. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Ed. It's time for our top 10. I think this might be an interesting one. These are the top 10 earliest celebrities to catch COVID-19. I want to see, Ed, if you can come up with what I think is the number one biggest celebrity early. We'll see. All right. So here we go. Number 10. Alyssa Milano, you know her, the actress, revealed in early August she had it. Quote, I had never been this kind of sick. Everything hurt. Loss of smell. It felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. My goodness. All right. Number 9. You remember the speedster, the Olympic sprinter, Usain Bolt?
No.
He was the fastest thing I've ever seen. He tested positive. With no symptoms. No symptoms in August. Number 8. You know the actor Antonio Banderas?
Yes.
Well, he got it. The actor had the worst 60th birthday ever, revealing in August, on August the 10th, that he contracted the coronavirus. He said he was feeling relatively good, just a little more tired than usual. Number 7. Roy Horn. Now, Roy Horn is the illusionist, and he's half of the duo, or was half of the duo, of Siegfried and Roy. Unfortunately, Roy Horn died due to the coronavirus, or at least he had the coronavirus. He may have had, he had some other issues going on by then. He was 75 years old when he died. Number 6, Placido Domingo. You do know who he is, right, Ed?
No.
You're kidding.
No.
Great tenor. Opera star.
Oh, good for him.
On March 29th, 7 days after he announced his positive test, he was hospitalized. He's an older guy, too. Number 5. Well, I know you know this guy, Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, remember that.
He became the first individual tied to the NFL to test positive for the virus. Okay, number 4. And you know Kevin Durant, correct?
Yes.
Two-time NBA champ.
Yep.
Brooklyn Nets forward. He got it in March. Number 3. Your buddy George Stephanopoulos and his wife.
Hmm.
I knew you were berserk with depression when you heard that.
I sent him a goodwill card.
I bet you did. The ABC anchor announced his positive test on April 13th. On Good Morning America. Number 2, Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was going to be your guy.
I thought it might be.
That was mine.
Well, Tom Hanks and his wife. You know, he was over.
Yeah, New Zealand or
Greece. I think he was over in Greece when
really?
He got
okay.
it. Well, you might be right. He might have been in Australia.
Australia, New Zealand. One of those continents over there.
Remember, he was. I guess he was whatever they do, Facebooking or tweeting about it. Okay. All right, Ed. I know that it wipes off who you thought was number one.
I'm out now.
I'll give you a hint. This guy is both in the sports and entertainment world and might be the wealthiest celebrity in Hollywood.
I don't know.
Okay. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, okay.
He posted an impassioned video on Instagram in September, saying that he and his wife and their daughters tested positive. All right. We will be back on Friday. Thank you so very much. Remember, freedom works.
So my moves are dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Just like a picture, she was laying there.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Some health experts say the message President Trump delivered when he got back to the White House about the coronavirus was irresponsible, even dangerous. President downplayed it and said Americans shouldn't be afraid of it. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
The president's advisors are urging him to rest and get back to full health so he can get back on the campaign trail after the second debate. And the president's campaign says he does intend to attend that debate on October 15th, but the president's doctors will likely weigh in on that decision.
CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
We have to assume that the president still is contagious, that he's shedding virus. You're not considered free of the ability to infect somebody else for about 10 days after you develop symptoms.
The White House is blocking FDA guidelines on getting new COVID vaccines released. Health officials say the measures are important, but it could stand in the way of a vaccine release before the election. A key one would have companies watch patients enrolled in trials for at least 2 months to rule out safety issues. Reaction from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The FDA has good reasons for doing what they're doing. They have career scientists who develop these kind of models of what you need to do to assure safety and to assure efficacy. And right now, this is what they said, and we'll see what happens.
A new appeal to voters comes from former First Lady Michelle Obama. In a more than 20-minute video released by the Biden campaign, she's critical of President Trump.
When our heroic young men and women answer the call and give their lives for our country, he calls them suckers and losers and publicly mocks Gold Star families and prisoners of war.
Hurricane Delta is a Category 2 storm with top sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it'll be a Gulf Coast factor by the end of the week and could be even stronger.
We're really concerned about that Friday landfall in Louisiana. It could be as far west, potentially as Lake Charles. It's most likely to be near Vermilion Bay or into places like Morgan City.
Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula will get a jolt from the storm. American Andrea Ghez shares the Nobel Prize in Physics for work on understanding those mysteries of the universe, black holes.
It really represents the basic research. You don't always know how it's going to affect our lives here on Earth, but it is pushing the frontier of our knowledge forward.
And she shares the honor with German Reinhard Genzel and Roger Penrose of Great Britain. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 102 points. The NASDAQ is down about 8.5 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Monday in Game 1 of the ALDS, the Rays battled back twice from deficits against Gerrit Cole.
And the delivery lifted in the air towards left center field. Did he get enough? Hicks going back. It's gone! A two-run homer for G-Man Choi, and the Rays take a 3-2 lead.
That homer by G-Man Choi put the Rays in front for the first time in the ALDS, but the Yankees, they had an answer.
First pitch here is launched to left field, and this one is deep. Back on it is Margot, or Rosarena, turns around, and it is gone. Aaron Judge with his second home run of the postseason, and the Yankees have regained the lead. It's 4-3.
And New York led from there on out after the third home run off Blake Snell. Yankees putting the game away with 5 in the ninth and win 9-3. Game 2 on Tuesday, airtime at 7:30. For the Race Report, I'm Yul Solons.
For information on the Rays, visit RaysBaseball.com.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Initialize sequence.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox.
I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo.
I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick.
John Schneider. You're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection.
Lights, camera, action.
Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business.
So get connected and listen to Hollywood Connections Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Enjoy.
Enough
is enough
is enough. And if you've heard enough of the conservative right-wing agenda that overwhelms the Tampa Bay AM radio band, won't you join me, Ed Golly,
and me, Joe Reinhart, every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for
the voice of reason.
No spin, no alternative facts.
Just refreshing, straight talk concerning the events of the day.
Thursday, 10 a.m., right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Polly with the Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book.
The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book is giving out free masks. Just call 727-804-6082. If you need a mask, we'll get it to you for free. That's our donation back to the community. The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book. Free masks. 727-804.